Seventh Perek of Nozer, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is talking about the halachas of the Isser of the Matan of the Mason and the Nozer has. Koyin Godel of the Nozer, any Matan of the Kravei. Both are Koyin Godel, and the Nozer are not allowed to Matan themselves, even for their close relatives. A regular Koyin Hedyot is the relatives that he's Misabel on, he's allowed to, he's a mitzvah to Matan himself, but the Koyin Godel and Nozer not. Aval, Matamal Meis Mitzvah. The only exception of the rule is if there's nobody else to favor this mace, then it's a mitzvah for them to be Matamal. They're going on the way, and they found the Meis Mitzvah. The question is, who should be Matamal himself? The Kohen Gadol or the Nozer? Rabbi Elazar says, Matamal Kohen Gadol, Vali Tamal Nozer. He says it's preferable for the Kohen Gadol to be Matamal himself. No, it's better for the Nozer. What's the logic? It says the Mishnah, Only Rabbi Elazar, Yitam Koyin Shein Mevi Korban Al Tumasi. Tam another Shu Mevi Korban Al Tumasi. We see a certain stringency in a Nozer that a Nozer becomes Tamei has to bring a special Korban. Then before the Korban Tum, Chadus in an Oyla. A Koyin does not have to bring that Korban, so it just has to sprinkle the Paraduma waters on himself in over that 7-day period. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says that have the Kohen Gadol be Matam and not the Nozer. Amar lo, Chacham disagreed. Yitam and Nozer shen kedushas ha kedushas ha oilam, va yitam kedushas, Kohen kedushas, kedushas ha kedushas ha oilam. The kedusha of a Kohen is more stringent because it's for his entire life. Whereas the Nozer is only temporary kedushan as long as he is a Nozer. Even if he was Makam himself in the Nozer oilam, still it's not a constant Kedusha, because till he said the Nazirus, he wasn't a Nazir. A Kohen from the day he's born to the day he dies is a Kohen.